will qualify for 0% financing.
Ugly story.
Watch them creep. Watch them creep. Rep, rep, rep up. Watch them creep.
Education. Entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And we're talking computers and concentrating a little bit on multifunction devices, those devices that have a printer, a scanner, a fax, a blender, a nose hair clipper. What else does it have?
And if you act now, we'll get you a free pop-up program.
Yes. There's actually some real low-end product out there that the fax portion of the device will only work if you plug it into your computer's modem. In other words, it
meaning it does not have a fax built in.
It doesn't have a modem built in, which just is beyond me why they would do that. Modem chips are so inexpensive.
Yeah.
What that means is now you have to drag the complication of software and what have you in to be able to receive or send faxes. So look very carefully, and again, just like all of our advice, it's on the low end. You really should never buy the entry level or the beginner product, the bottom of the line of any electronic device.
Never buy the cheapest of anything.
Not just computers. We're talking printers, scanners, mice, televisions, VCRs.
Especially when you're buying a combination printer, scanner, television, mouse, VCR.
Yes, mouse. We've got tons and tons of resources. We've got buyer's guides. We've got consumer opinions. We've got all kinds of reviews and product information on multifunction printers. So if you've been considering getting one, do check out those resources. I think it'll be very helpful before you go out there and plunk your money down.
Those resources are located, of course, at our website where all of our resources are always at datadoctors.com/radio. And while you're there, you can also check out previous shows, things we did last week, the week before, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Back in time as far as we can go. So.
Yeah, and we're starting to slowly get audio archives up as well so that you've got the archives of the resources. You'll be able to actually listen to shows that you missed in the past. Very shortly on the website.
How cool is that?
It's very cool. All right, speaking of cool, let's talk to Fran in Sun City. Fran!
Hi!
You're next up on the Computer Corner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been looking at your website.
Yes.
And there is a UBS port.
USB?
USB for transferring the memory sticks onto your computer.
Okay. As long as you have a memory card reader.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about, the 6-to-1 reader-writer by Dazzle.
Sure, that's fine.
Now,
I have one of those very things, the same brand even, in my office.
I have one packed in my car that I'm taking on my trip up to Colorado.
Now, let me ask you this. It says you need a CD burner.
Oh, to do what?
Well, to transfer to a DVD.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
If you want to, let's back up. If you want to be able to take these pictures and just be able to interact with them on your computer, meaning transfer them to your computer's hard drive so that you can touch them up or just store them or be able to print them out, you don't need a CD burner.
Okay.
If you want to be able to take these things and put them on CDs, well, then you would need a CD burner for that portion of it. But you can do all those other things without that CD burner, no problem.
And then if you wanted to be able to put it onto a DVD, you'd have to have... You understand the difference between CD and DVD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
DVD, then you have to have one of these really expensive DVD burners, which...
Oh.
I mean,
actually, the prices are coming way down.
Yeah, they're still $300.
If you really go hunting around, you can find them for like $240, $250 out
there. Yeah, but they're not going to be the multi-format DVD burners.
Well, no.
Well, that's what we recommend you buy.
Well, yeah.
So... What is it you want to do? You have pictures. Let's start with the beginning. You have pictures on a camera's memory stick.
That's right.
Now what?
And I want to get them in the computer so I can print them out or send them off to Florida.
Oh, good. Then all you need is that Dazzle interface deal.
Well, when you say send them off to Florida, do you mean via email or like send them in the regular postal mail?
No, email.
Yeah.
Then you don't need a CD burner. You just need the little Dazzle thing, and you need, of course, a free USB port in your computer, and plug it in, and bada-bing, bada-boom.
Or, actually, if you don't even want to spend the $20 or $30 for the Dazzle device, or whatever they run now, your camera likely came with a special cable that allows you to interface it with the computer.
Oh, yeah, and then you have to disconnect, and no, that's...
Yeah, it's a lot more convenient to have one of those card readers.
Yes.
I highly recommend that the first thing people buy is the digital camera, and the second thing, well, they buy more digital media for it.
But right.
Then the third thing is a card reader. That's by far one of the most handy things out there for digital camera people.
It is lovely, lovely. And the reason you want to get the 6-in-1 is it's better than just the single. Like, you can buy them where they're just made for the type of media you have. But if you get the 6-in-1, that means if you change cameras or go to something else, or if a friend comes over or anything, boom, you can pop any kind of media in.
It's and they're not a whole lot more money. Like, $20-$30 is what you should be paying for a decent one.
Now, I've got the HP printer, the 7505, which has the ports in there for
yes,
the memory.
Yes, that's only if you don't want to actually do anything with them other than just print them right off the stick.
Okay, so I can put, but that'll go into my computer, and then I can print them.
No, what that is on the front of that printer is it allows you to stick the memory stick in there and print them directly. That means you're not going to do any editing.
Oh.
No cropping, no fixing, red eye, that kind of stuff.
That's not true, actually. 7505, you can actually crop to it. I mean, it's got that little tiny screen on there, that little LCD on the front of the printer.
Yeah.
You can kind of do some basic editing, but it's really not.
But you won't be able to transfer stuff to your computer to do anything with. It's stuck to just what's on the stick and in the camera and any little things printer and any little things you can do on the printer itself.
Fran, I have that same printer.
Okay.
And I still have the Dazzle device because it just makes it so much easier.
There's not going to be a conflict.
Oh, no. There's no. They don't have any communication whatsoever.
Great.
Okay?
Oh, thank you for the help.
You bet. Good luck.
Thank you.
You bet. That's what we're all about. We got one.
I never thought about
one
that.
One served. What?
The little things on the front of your printers. I never thought about that somebody might be confused and think that that's a card reader for their computer.
Hey, you know what?
But that's real common, I bet.
There's a possibility at some point HP will figure out, hey, that's a good idea to make that, and then add a bunch of extra software to their printer driver to be able to do that, and then blah!
We're talking about multifunction printers, that is an extra function to add.
That's
there,
true.
Right?
That's true. In fact, most multifunction printers on today's market, the brand new ones that you're looking at, will have some sort of card reader in them as well. So, if you want to be able to print things right off your memory stick from your digital camera, look to see if that feature is in the device that you're looking for, and maybe it's worth spending a little extra to get that.
That's right.
Or maybe not.
We got about 2 minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and read an email.
Let's do that.
And we'll hold those callers till after the news break.
Yeah, and Alan, we definitely want to hear your DSL problem, so
definitely
hang on for us if you
want. Marilyn writes, I received an email supposedly from eBay saying they needed to confirm my credit card number.
Yes!
Since I've never used a credit card in any of my eBay transactions and work with independent sellers anyway, I deleted the message. I'm wondering if this was a scam similar to the Discover Card one.
Yes, the internet is full of scams. It's scams aplenty, and in fact, we've had in the past 6-7 months, we've had 2 or 3 different alerts for eBay users.
There was a PayPal scam that was like this. Yep.
Don't fall prey to this. No legitimate financial organization is ever, ever, ever going to send you an email telling you to send them information about you or your credit card or anything like that. It's not how it works.
You should never have to click on a special link. You should always be able to go right to, for example, discovercard.com, into your account like you normally would and do your normal thing.
And if you don't normally bank online so that you understand what that interface is supposed to look like, then don't start by responding to an email saying that you have to do that. Call the credit card company.
Yeah.
And confirm if you've never used it. If you're a normal online banking person or you're a normal online credit card interface person, you know exactly what the site looks like, you know where it is, so you can't get taken. So be very careful out there, folks.
Marilyn, you did the right thing. And if you're wondering what she's talking about, the Discover Card scam, that means you need to subscribe to our newsletter right there at datadoctors.com/radio. Look for the subscribe section, put in your email address, and you'll get all the information about that and all kinds of other things, helpful tips, tricks, virus alerts, all that kind of stuff every week.
Once a week, whether you like it or not. It looks like that's hour number one. We got hour number two coming with our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and, of course, all your calls and questions. Alan, Debbie, Kathleen, and Richard, please hold on if you could, and we'll get to you after the news break here. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors.
News Radio 620 KTAR, back after the news.